All right, real quick,
yes.
Before we get to Emily putting together a diss track
That's
about
you. I've not heard it, but I'm excited.
Yes. So she put together some
excited.
Of you. I get a call yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving right underneath where we park, right?
Yes.
I'm pulling out. My phone rings, and it's my oldest son, Bob. And he goes, "Are you listening?" And I'm like, "No, I literally just got into the car." He goes, The funniest thing I've ever heard just took place. And I'm like, what happened? He goes, "I'm listening to Mason in Ireland." And I stopped right there. I'm saying, "Wait, you listen?" He goes,
"Thank you, Bobby."
He's all in.
Oh,
so he's
nice.
Got a new job where he's in the car a lot. So
yeah.
He's driving around. So he gets to listen to the radio
cool.
far more than he used to. He thinks you guys are awesome. So I will give you guys
nice.
That.
Hey,
he's
100% Bobby.
In. He thought the gag that Jorge and Bergman pulled on
it
yesterday.
It was genius.
With ChatGPT.
What they do.
It was genius.
I wasn't here.
Oh, my gosh.
I just heard it this morning for the first time. I didn't know what it was either.
Go ahead.
So they start reading, for my birthday, they start reading this really nice sort of thing. You know,
tribute to
all
you.
All the yeah. good beautiful. You've done and the people you've impacted and blah, yeah. blah, blah.
It's
and
really
I'm like,
good.
Wow, I'm really touched. And then Bergman says, "That was ChatGPT."
It is going to change everything.
Yeah.
If you're basically, if you have to do a present. Now people say, "Well, it's going to make kids cheat in school."
They already are,
right? And now, but what about in business? If you have a presentation in business,
you
there
know,
is no yep. cheating.
Recently,
just
I had to write
GBT.
A letter of recommendation. I'm like,
perfect.
I don't exactly. No, it's letter of recommendation. Pops right out of ChatGPT. Used it word for word. It's awesome.
The best part. I watched it this morning.
The way
the
they were reading
yeah,
it too. The way they were reading it was
ESPN
so heartfelt.
Los Angeles.
And the way that so. Berg would read a stanza or two, and then Jorge would read one. They're kind of going back and forth. It's clearly they've rehearsed this a little
Their
bit.
Their voices were it's cracking
very
a little
nice,
bit.
Very nice,
right.
very sincere. And I'm watching you
yep.
on the other feed, and I you could watch your face because at the beginning you could tell, okay, they're going to zing me.
Yeah.
Right? They're going to hit me with this. And about halfway through, the look on your face went,
"Oh,
this is really
kind of
nice."
Nice. Really and then
nice.
It was ChatGPT.
Thanks, ChatGPT.
Really one of the best bits in a long time. Bergman, Jorge pulled it out. It's hilarious.
All right, John, you ready?
Yeah.
This is Emily Hebel with her diss track.
Okay.
What?
What are you doing?
You did some bad things, but I'm the worst of them.
I tried to break it and I broke the wall.
Sometimes I wonder which one will be your last lie.
No, you know what this is? This is another instance. Morales hates our show and he
nope,
likes your
that's
show.
Not-
I don't start it, but I can tell you how it ends.
I think that, John, you just fired the first shot in a long-lasting war.
A long-lasting war.
I will wait 7 years if I have to.
They say looks can kill, and I might try.
Who is this singer?
Taylor
we want
Swift.
To make sure that John
okay.
gets what's coming to him,
mm-hmm.
and we want it to be as humiliating and as public as possible.
Always Taylor Swift, by the way.
Yeah, always.
Wasn't that you were angry. It wasn't that you were terribly surprised.
No, it was shock.
It was, what the hell is happening right now?
So on the weekends, I don't dress for friends. Lately, I've been dressing for events.
I kind of want to take it back.
You want to?
Yeah.
So that's the end.
Right?
Oh,
that's again. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
that's
that.
Good.
Way to
By
go,
the way,
man.
Emily, did you hear us talking the other day about how the reviews for her show are, like, incredible. She apparently does 44 songs.
Almost
3 hours
yeah.
and 15 minutes.
Springsteen-esque. By the way, my birthday present from Juan, tickets to see Springsteen. Great
there you
tickets
go.
To
oh,
see
nice.
Springsteen in December at the Forum.
Do you like Springsteen?
I love Springsteen. Are you kidding me? This will be the fourth time I've seen him.
Huh.
I've always loved Springsteen.
That. Are
What's
you
that?
Not?
No,
I've seen him 10 times.
You just didn't know
I
he
was here in 1999 opening night at Staples Center. It was Springsteen.
Yeah, the best thing, I got to see Springsteen on Broadway, and
oh.
a friend of mine hooked me up with really good tickets.
How was that?
Well, if you watch, it's on Netflix. If you watch it on Netflix, it's the exact show that I saw. But being in the building is incredible because there's only like, you know.
Well, he sings and he talks and he tells stories and all
tells,
the
And his
deal.
Wife comes out, and it was weird. I had, on that night, I had in front of me, Ariana Huffington and her daughter. Behind me, Sean Penn.
No wow. kidding.
And like over to the right, Aaron Sorkin.
That's a heavy
All day night I was there.
I saw him in Jersey
oh,
when
wow.
they kicked off a tour. And I'm telling you, people in Jersey just, they are crazy
and
for Springsteen. The energy was unbelievable that night. It was at the Meadowlands.
And epically long concerts.
He did 4 hours plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
Nick starts right when he says he's going to start. So if he says he's starting at 7:30, there's none of this Madonna come on an hour later stuff. He starts right at 7:30 and he just goes till midnight.
So my little background. So Juan hates Springsteen.
Okay.
And he always says if he had to go to a Springsteen concert, he would slit his wrists. So I have two presents, two gifts from Juan. I open the first one. It's a razor blade. I'm like, what is a razor blade? Why he's would he give me a razor
setting
blade?
It up.
Second yeah. part of the gift, Springsteen tickets. I'm like, oh, yeah, you said you'd slit your wrist if you had to go see Springsteen.
So could you take someone else if you wanted?
No, that's the whole plan. That's part of the gift. Okay. He's going to be there 4.5 hours.
Speaking of plays / musicals, John.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard, we mentioned this in the dump. So I know that you know that Mean Girls is being turned into a musical.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're going to put it on Paramount Plus, the streaming platform.
Okay.
We've got Jenna Fischer from The Office as Katie Heron's mother.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, in the
Anna Gasteyer role.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you've got John Hamm is in it as the PE / sex ed coach.
The Tim Meadows role.
No, he was the principal, right?
Tim Meadows is the principal. Yeah, and Tim Meadows is coming back.
So Tim Meadows is reprising his role in that. I don't know who played the guy in the movie.
I don't either.
Is this, are you in? Because I'm a Mean Girls
person. I
like Mean
Girls.
Yeah. Oh, I like Mean Girls. I like when they're feeding her the bars that are making Swedish. Heavier when she thinks she's
weight
getting.
Gainer bars.
the weight
Gretchen,
gainer bars are
stop
awesome.
Trying to make fetch happen.
That's never going to happen.
So as the resident musical expert here, is Mean Girls fertile territory for a musical?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in. I'll go see it. But you never know. I mean, you never know.
By the way, Mean Girls is a Broadway musical.
Right.
Right. And they're just turning that. I've seen Mean Girls. It's pretty
good.
The
musical?
I saw the musical.
So, wait, you're talking about they're making a movie musical of Mean Girls?
They're going to, yeah, it's going to be on
Paramount
Plus.
They're going to turn the musical into a movie.
Yes.
Yeah, the musical I thought was
pretty good. Is Lindsay Lohan involved?
Well, we were talking about that. There's speculation that she might be.
Yeah, may or may not be.
Now, did you guys see where Lindsay Lohan and a handful of other celebrities are being sued because they did ads for crypto tell
secret
people
ads.
That they were being paid?
Yes.
I didn't even know that was illegal.
Endorsing it without, you have to at least say, I'm endorsing this or whatever
ad.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if Kim Kardashian says buy Dogecoin and she doesn't reveal that that was a sponsored post, she's actually messing with people's finances and stuff.
Was it
I disagree
brothers,
with that
right?
because I'm not required to listen to Kim Kardashian.
You're not, but if you're a Kim Kardashian, the fact that you're not disclosing that somebody's giving you a whole bunch of money to say go buy Bitcoin is
but how's
sneaky.
That different from like what
buy
we
Doritos.
Do? No, what we do. Yeah, I mean, like I'm in 20 minutes, I'm going to do an ad for Toyota.
But we know that's a paid endorsement.
Yeah, we know.
How do we know? I don't say it.
Well. I think the assumption is somebody's paying you to say
in a commercial in a commercial break, right?
Somebody has to pay you to say,
but it is implied.
They do.
It is implied, John. That if
I don't, is it
what is the crypto
Bitcoin,
that she
Dogecoin, I think Dogecoin.
Like
yeah.
if Kim Kardashian comes on and says buy this Bitcoin or this this cryptocurrency,
it's worth 9 cents.
It's implied in the same way that you reading an ad for Toyota is implied. Me reading an ad for Chevy is implied that we get compensated to do
correct.
These things. Like
so
I don't know what the difference.
Yeah, what,
I'm with
what,
you.
What the law broken here was what.
Not disclosing that that was a sponsored post.
But we don't disclose that we're sponsored. I mean, it's weird. I mean, nobody, ads don't come out and say, this is an ad.
But it's an ad.
Right.
But so is that.
It
but
is
so,
an ad.
It's, so is what Kim Kardashian does.
It's an, well, no, because she has sponsored posts all day. I mean, I don't even know if she posts for real.
Or if she posts herself.
Or if it's everything. Yeah. That's posted, somebody paid her to post, but it says literally on it, sponsored post.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny because when we use us as an example, you're going into a commercial break or it's some type of sponsorship or whatever the case is. I see what you're trying to say, but I think there's a lot of people who are huge fans of that individual that listen to kind of every word that these people say.
Then they empty and their bank
not,
account
I know.
On something that's worth 8 cents and you've messed with people's
them?
Lives.
I don't have to listen to Tom Brady or Giselle or Kim Kardashian
anybody.
Or Lil Wayne or any of these dudes.
Lil Wayne you have to listen to.
Great
yeah.
Lil Wayne. Shout out for John Ireland.
There you go.
I love that.
Little Wayne the last Laker guy.
All right, you guys do the rest of Supercross Talk.
Why?
Got,
what are you doing?
I got places to be. Miss.
Okay, good.
You have a bigger name on the other line?
Doubleheader.
Michael Rogers has baseball that I can maybe get to the start of if I leave right
now. All right,
now.
Okay. Good. Do
enjoy.
That. That's important.
All right, is it wrong if we do this again?
What?
Most important game of the year? Is that wrong?
Yeah.
No, because, I mean, they all are.
Every game is. This one, though,
this one
is really the most. They have the identical records. Tonight is really
well,
the
wait,
most
I can
important
take it,
game
I,
of the year.
I can take it a step past mm-hmm. that. 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th.
Identical
all
records.
All identical records. Yep. And this one tonight is worth two.
Right. And then you're
because
like-
it's the tiebreaker. And if you meet in the play-in and you finish with the same record, this will determine where the play-in game is.
Or it, you
and
could
by
lose
the, way,
the play-in spot altogether.
I consider myself lucky. I do not. I never complain about where I go.
I have a feeling I know where
I
this is
going. I do not
going.
Want to go back to Oklahoma City under any condition. I just, if you had to rank cities where we go, it's in the bottom three. I'm done with Oklahoma. Don't like the hotel.
Wasn't
don't
Michael
like going
saying
in there.
He likes going there because of the hotel?
No, no, he doesn't like that hotel.
Not the Thunder?
No, no, no. No, no. Trust me when I say this. No one likes that hotel except somebody that might get the suites.
Okay, so they have, if they beat the Thunder tonight, they got the tiebreaker. They don't have the tiebreaker on the Mavs. They
correct.
Don't have the tiebreaker on the Clippers, but they have the tiebreaker on the Warriors and the Pelicans.
Correct.
So think about how confusing that is. Not
yeah.
confusing, but I'm saying that think about how you could
so
have the exact
the
same
other thing
record.
Is we're in this weird spot where, you know, Oklahoma City just played two games against the Clippers and now here comes New Orleans
yeah.
to play the Clippers tomorrow night. For the third game in a row, we got to root hard for the Clippers.
Yeah.
I don't know if New Orleans has been playing really well.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Clippers can beat them without Paul George, but we're rooting for the Clippers. And we also root for the Warriors to lose because we have mm-hmm. the tiebreaker over them. So it's weird who you root for. There's a guy, I wish I could remember who it is, that every day he puts out a tweet. If you're a Laker fan, here's you.
Trevor Lane.
Oh, Trevor Lane. Does Trevor Lane do that?
Yeah. Here's who you should root for.
And he always puts at the end Celtics, whoever they're playing, which has nothing to do with the
no,
Lakers.
No, it's just random.
But he just right. puts it random.
Well, there will probably, before the end of the year, come up a situation where we're actually rooting for the Celtics.
I think we had one a while back. But it's hard to keep track on a day-to-day basis. I mean,
every one of these
games. Standings are so fluid at this point.
By the way, did the D'Lo thing kind of come out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one, he's
just,
questionable
you know
for tonight.
So. And he's questionable, which means he could play. But
yeah.
Here's the thing I thought about when I saw that. Man, I miss Kobe. There was just never, ever. I wonder what this must be like for Rob Pelinka, who's in charge of the Lakers yeah. roster, watching all these guys questionable, doubtful, out, when his best friend and his biggest client, Kobe, just never did that. Just, you know, the guy could have one arm and he'd play. I saw him play a game left-handed once because he hurt his right hand.
Well, doesn't that fly in the face of your take on Anthony Davis?
That
I mean, if Anthony Davis had Kobe in him, he'd drag himself out onto the court and play and not
back
sit out the Houston game.
Right, mm-hmm. But it's the times are different. There were no medical staffs when Kobe played. There was one trainer. Now you've got analytics guys and medical guys and, you know, and they're telling Anthony Davis not to play back-to-backs and Kawhi Leonard not to play back-to-backs. So you either have to kind of be an a-hole and say, I don't care what the medical staff
be
says.
Be an a-hole.
Well, I was going to say.
F the medical staff, I'm playing, which is what Kobe would have done. But we're, Mace, as you always point out, we're in a different time. Like, Michael's coming in later.
Yeah.
Michael will say.
Kobe up.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. well, Michael would say, we used to play in every game, even if we had four games in 5 days in five different cities.
And they were traveling by covered wagon.
Right. And he said, and then, Mace, your response to them is times are
times
different.
Times are different.
That,
they
that,
are
that,
different.
You got to listen to the medical staff.
Yeah.
Do you?
How much
I mean,
do you
I
think,
don't know.
Mace, how much do you think if a player says, cool, thank you, medical staff. I appreciate your guys' opinion and everything else.
Yep.
There's 10 games left, 15 games. No, this is a critical one. I'm playing tonight. How much do you think the player can influence whether they're playing or they're not?
Well,
in today's NBA.
I think that if LeBron were to say, I'm playing, period. Medical staff, I hear your opinion, mm-hmm. I take your opinion, but I am going to play.
I know
LeBron
my body,
James would play.
I'm playing. Yeah.
But we don't get that from
I don't
AD.
Know. And there may be only 10 guys in the league that have that clout, you know, that say, I'm playing. Screw you, medical staff. And so...
Just generally, screw you, medical staff.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a middle finger to your medical staff if they tell you you shouldn't play and you say, I don't care what you think, I'm playing.
Does the medical staff have access to the standings and the
they
schedule?
They do.
Yeah.
By the way, if they... I would assume that, and I think we've heard Darvin Ham say this before, you can't let that schedule determine whether you're going to do something different from the medical staff, where other people would say, no, that's exactly why you let that schedule and the standings
right.
determine what you're going to do. But we'll see how it all plays
so,
out.
So, Slee, you know what today is?
Tell me today.
It Friday.
That's right. A lot of screwing around on
Wait,
the show
today. Do
they
today. Call? Do they call?
No.
Do you also take calls?
Call? Are you kidding? Have you met Greg Bergman?
But didn't you guys say one day on Fridays you guys were going to start?
No, I did it when Mason. Because, see, Mason and Bergman both hate calls.
I love calls. 877-710-ESPN.
He doesn't love
What's
calls.
What's your take?
Well, every time I say Mason.
I say up. Ireland says down. 877-710-ESPN.
So Mason's attitude about this is he feels he's not doing his job if he allows calls
Correct.
On the air.
Mm. I do.
So he feels that he's being paid to talk, and he doesn't want anybody taking his time.
Yeah. So if so right now, if you open it up, will you just let it ring and say, well, appreciate
Bergman
everybody
will.
Calling?
No, no.
Yeah,
Bergman
will let it ring. He will not even pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Tom and Pomona has no chance.
But when Mason's gone, then I can it's
open
one against it's one against one, so I can pull rank and Bergman will allow an open phones Friday.
All right, Super Crosstalk is powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. Mason in Ireland coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Listen to the joy in his voice.
He loves it. The Zaggies.
Yeah, I could feel the warmth of your sincerity there, Chris.
$10,000
Good afternoon.
It's your fault, Jorge.
Jorge bet against UCLA last night, won $10,000 more mythical dollars. You and Anita Marks bet against LA.
Okay, so before I tell you what I thought of that game, Bergman, your thoughts on UCLA going out last night to Gonzaga.
So I'm going to try and be as positive as possible, and that this is one of my favorite UCLA teams I've ever watched in the history of my time watching UCLA basketball. They are warriors. They are...
Bill Walton?
Yeah. They're warriors.
From the conference of champions.
No, I think that a lot went wrong for them. They just ran out of gas. There was a couple of injuries that just made it almost impossible to come back from. They had that game locked up.
Still a great shooting team.
Still... They're they went 11 minutes without scoring. Yeah, yeah. They still had a chance to win it. I don't know why they didn't guard the inbound pass all the way up the floor, which was a mistake. But otherwise, I love this team. I love Jaime Jaquez and Tyre Campbell, and it sucked that Jalen Clark and Adem Bona were out.
Yeah,
it just didn't go our way. Mm. I'm very sad.
Here's
and
what
mad.
I, here's
and
what
upset
I think.
And sad.
They were they didn't score for 11 minutes.
Yeah. Right.
And they were 130-footer away from winning that game. Greg, I'm 100% with you. I love the way Cronin coaches. I love the guys on that roster. They have absolutely nothing to hang their heads over. I think most people turned the game off and thought they were dead when they were down 10 with 45 seconds left.
Well, first half they were up 13. I was like, right. Hey, they're going to roll in this thing.
And like I said to somebody this morning, if you're down one in the tournament with 8 seconds left and you hit a logo three, a 30-footer to win, you deserve it. And Gonzaga deserves it. I think UCLA has nothing to hang their heads over. They got, like you said, Greg, if Jalen Clark and Deb Bona play, they're probably in a different space, but who knows? They got tired. Hockett and Mick Cronin called it at halftime. He was Lauren Shahadi was interviewing him, and she said, "What's your biggest concern?" He goes, "My biggest concern is that Tiger Campbell and Jaime Jaquez dropped dead from exhaustion, and they pretty much did.
They did. They had to pull. They actually had to pull Jaquez out. He was screaming. Cronin was screaming at Jaquez to get off the floor,
right?
Because he was so exhausted, and it was just.
But when Amari Bailey hit that three,
I screamed so loud.
I went, "Oh my God, they're going to pull this off! I don't know how they did it, but they did it." And that guy dribbles up, and when he took that shot, I went literally out loud. What a horrible shot. And it goes in.
Yeah.
30-footer to win in the tournament to win. Anybody who watches basketball will tell you, unless you're Steph Curry, that's a horrible shot. And they hadn't been making threes all game.
No, they did it on purpose. That Drew Timmy went off. And your whole thing about who's going to guard Drew Timmy.
But their strategy wasn't terrible.
It was the right strategy.
Let Timmy score as much as he wants, and we'll stop everybody else.
Two is better than three.
Strother hit that three right at the end. He hadn't done much all game, and then he just killed him at the end.
Right.
But
would you have guarded the inbound pass? Would you have stayed back like they did? Would you have at least tried to pressure them up the floor?
No, because the only thing that mattered was that they had to score. And so I want to protect the basket. I didn't think a guy would take a 30-footer. They hadn't done it all game. They hadn't attempted a shot from that far out the entire night.
Yeah, that was apparently Mark Few said that was an actual play that they run in practice called the Jay Wright play, and Strother hits it all the time. He actually called that specific
play. Yeah, it was similar to when Villanova won the title when that Archie Diacono laddled it backwards.
Exactly.
I don't know if UCLA is back in town yet. They're probably flying home. And a lot of fans that went to that game are probably flying home from Vegas. UCLA has absolutely nothing to feel bad about. They left it all on the court. They played great. The injuries kind of killed them. Their stars got tired. And in the end, a guy hit a 30-footer to beat you. And I'm not sure, Greg, we'll see what happens in the next round, but I'm not sure UCLA could have beat UConn anyway. UConn looks like the 800-pound gorilla, and we'll find out on Saturday.
Sure. I mean,
if UConn blows out Gonzaga, then I think UConn's the team to watch.
I mean, there's also Gonzaga just expended everything that they had in that game versus UCLA also. So I think if Adem Bona would have been able to play in that game against UConn, it would have been closer. But UConn was the best team in college basketball for the beginning of the year.
Right. And the winner, in this case Gonzaga, is running into UConn next.
Right.
So that's why if UCLA would have won, great. We get another game Saturday. But UConn looks like an.
I goof on Bergman if UCLA loses. I'm not goofing on you. I actually felt really bad for Bergman last night.
What'd you do for your birthday? Did you have a good birthday?
I had a great birthday. So I had big plans. We were going to go to get a crab boil, a Tangaroa fish mar, a steak at Boa, knife and fork ribs at Hillstone, one of these things. At the end of the day, I said, you know what? Let's just order a pizza.
And stay in. Watch the games. Yeah.
Order a pizza. The games stayed in. Watch the UCLA game.
I can't
game.
Tell you how many times ordering a pizza is like the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, so good. Yeah. Now, here's the bad thing. I told Bergman about this a while ago. But one of my favorite things is white icing on white cake.
Okay? Yeah,
it's a
good.
Delicious thing.
Sure.
So I said, don't get a whole cake because I'm trying to cut back on everything.
Yeah, and you've been doing good.
So I said, just get a couple of cupcakes. So he gets four cupcakes. Juan polishes off two, just like that. I polish off one. It was fantastic. There's a box with the last cupcake in the kitchen. So I'm like, about 10 o'clock, I'm like, you know what? I think I deserve it. I'm going to have that other cupcake. So I wander out. And the dogs, of course, are at my feet because the dogs follow me anywhere they think I might have food. And the lights are out. I start walking back. And I almost step on Ron and fall into the couch. And the cupcake hits me square in the face. I'm like, I've got icing right up between my eyes. It was awful. So I finished the day on a fall. No surprise to anybody. Clumsy as I am.
Okay.
Took a cupcake to the face.
Did you hear what happened at Bowling Green?
No. Is it bad?
Yeah. I mean, it's weird. It's not like life and death.
It's not like tragic.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just weird. Following Thursday's unwarranted physical incident after the women's NIT home game, Bowling Green State University Police has charged a member of the Memphis women's team with assault. apparently they were doing a handshake line.
Yep.
And the one girl hit some girl from another girl from Bowling Green. This is an active investigation.
Wow.
Who punches somebody in a handshake line?
Well, that's low. That is low. Throw the book at her. All right. Anyway, there's that.
Weird, huh?
Somebody went to Seinfeld there. All right, that is very strange story. Very strange story. All right, coming up next, Bergman is about to make his big debut on the brand new thing. Have you heard about that, Ireland?
No, I don't even know what you're talking
about. Plus, I will argue that somebody that is celebrating their birthday today is the funniest athlete of all time. That is coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. UCLA head coach Mick Cronin on Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Jaime Jaquez, same thing. Came into us with a human turnover the first 2 months, and I just played him because he was as crazy as me. We were losing. He was pissed. I said, I can build the program with this guy because he's got heart. Now look at him. But it proves, you know, if you work hard, you have a great attitude. You can become a really, really good player. So that's why I respect those guys so much.
Great career.
Yeah, and Greg, they're eligible because of COVID to come back, but everyone's right. Thinking they won't, right? At least Tiger Campbell and Jaime Jaquez are probably both going pro,
they're
right?
They're probably both going pro. I don't know if they have NBA careers, but I can see them in G League.
Well, I think those guys could be bench players on any NBA team.
You think Jaime Jaquez Jr. could be a rotation player?
I just think he's undersized.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think he's Mark Madsen.
Right.
You know, he's almost the same size
as
Madsen.
A guy that sits at the end of the bench, gets in
for a
few
minutes.
No, Mark
Madsen played in the NBA.
Dances at the championship.
Well, Mark Madsen played in the NBA for 10 years.
Yeah. Different eras. But I just think he's a little, he doesn't have the 3-point shot to make it longer. He has to get better at that. Maybe he could. He has the footwork, but I just don't know if he has everything that he needs.
He reminds me a little bit. He's not as good, but he reminds me a little bit of Alpi Şengün from the Rockets. He's
shorter, though, right?
Şengün is taller.
No, Şengün's 6'9". I think Jaquez is 6'8".
Oh, okay.
But same type of player, you know, kind of crap. Like Michael always says.
Crafty.
Crafty old man game.
Yeah,
that,
right.
You know, speaking of Michael.
Speaking of old men.
I knew that.
You knew it was right there,
yeah,
Michael.
It was too easy.
Yeah,
Michael, do you think Jaime Jaquez can play in the NBA?
Who?
Jaquez Jr.
He's kind of like Şengün, right? Not that good, but like same type of game.
See, you make the same mistake.
Wait,
you okay? Need to take a breath?
Comparing a white guy to a white guy, though both of them are like brown.
You make the same mistake a lot of these stupid, ignorant scouts in the NBA make.
Okay.
They look at a guy's athleticism as opposed to
I think he can play.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Greg is the one that's on the fence because he
can't win a dunk contest, just because he's not the quickest guy on the floor, he can play.
Okay,
I got
a good comp for Tiger Campbell, too.
Okay.
And Michael, tell me if you agree with this. Cameron Payne.
No, he's better. He's different from Payne. Because he's a righty. He reminds me more of a Tyus Jones, that type of guy.
Oh, that's good.
Those guys are good. Yeah, he can play. So all those guys can play.
I think Tiger can be a point guard he could be a starting point guard on a bad NBA team and a really good backup on a good one.
All right. Well, I'll root for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, just because a guy doesn't jump out of the gym doesn't. I mean, look at Josh Giddey. He ain't going to win a dunk, but boy, he's
smooth. We're going to see him tonight.
I mean, tonight is just.
Look at Austin Reeves. Austin Reeves ain't going to win no dunk contest, but he's showing up on the play.
It's not about the dunk contest, though, either. His 3-point shot isn't where it needs to be. I mean, if he can figure that out, which not everybody can. I mean, you have to admit that. Not everybody figures out how to shoot threes.
That's overrated.
That's a big part of the game right now.
Under pressure tonight.
Your son $200 million to shoot threes.
No, more than that. There you go. Clay is more than that. He's a good. He was definitely one of the best perimeter defenders when he was.
Correct, but he might be like the best 3-point shooter ever.
I mean, I know it's important, but it's not. And look at Draymond Green. He can't shoot threes. Look, he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, it's true.
Under pressure, but you're right. Every game's Every game's a play-in game.
That's right.
Yeah.
Every game's a play-in game. Four teams with identical records, including the Lakers and OKC tonight at Crypto.com Arena. So this is a really big deal. The state, I don't know if we've sent out the press release or anything, if Bristol is involved in this. Big announcement. But Greg Bergman will make his debut on the
Dance
Blue,
Party Hoedown show?
The guy who does the Lakers Dance Party Hoedown on your phone?
The Blue Review.
Baseball.
Is coming starting on Monday. So it's you and CY. Tell me what you got going.
So we're going to do, it's basically just like Lakers Talk Daily, but it's just going to be me and Clinton Yates, and we're going to talk baseball 5 days a week. They'll be on YouTube.
Is it going to be after the games?
No, it'll be, we'll probably do it in the morning. We're going to do it, so it's going to lead up into games.
And how long a report will this be?
It'll be between 5 minutes. Sometimes it'll be 5 minutes, sometimes seven, sometimes 20. Just
you taking calls? You having guests?
No.
No calls, no guests? That shocks me, a show featuring you.
We may end up having a guest or two, like Mason, if you want to come on every once in a while and just talk some baseball.
Yeah.
You're welcome to.
Yeah.
If John is not busy, he's always welcome.
You know, I'd love to if it was any other day.
I figured that would be your answer, and I'm happy
CY
about it.
CY is very ball dominant. Are you concerned about getting a word in edgewise?
I'm not, because I'm more of the Dodger person in this whole thing. He knows baseball, but not as much. He knows doesn't know the Dodgers.
I know
as
Clinton
well.
Will stretch before every show. Will you?
No.
You're
but if he
stretch.
Makes me stretch, like his KTLA-5 morning news on the weekend, maybe.
Hey, here's a
you don't know that they do KTLA-5 morning news. They do a whole stretch thing on the weekends.
Okay, word for.
I figured you would know that.
Tweet from Christopher Holmes. Ireland's throwing sleaze trophy is the 7-10 equivalent of Will Smith manslapping Chris Rock.
Should
Ireland be banned 10 years from crosstalk?
No.
Christopher?
You would
yes.
love that.
Yes. I think you're 100% right. I'm going to preemptively ban myself.
Yes.
For 10 years from crosstalk.
Nope.
I'm leaving today right after Game of Games, and then on Monday I'll see you at 1:15.
The correct punishment is double the crosstalk.
No.
That's right.
Listen to
you have to do the first segment now of Sedano and Cap and the last segment.
Give the people what they want. I am banned.
Yes.
Like Jerry, I'm banned. Banned. Like Jerry got banned from the cleaners. I'm banned.
You have to do the dump, and you also have to do the beep, bada, bop.
Yep, banned.
Ban-a-ban.
Remember, Mocha Joe banned Larry?
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
Mocha Joe, I'm banned. Banned. So you heard the people. Christopher Holmes wants to be banned. Greg, I'm out. No crosstalk for me.
So today is Peyton Manning's birthday.
Ooh, how old is he?
I don't know the age.
I'm going to, all right, look it up, Greg. I'm going to guess 43.
No, he's 47.
What do you think, Mace?
I split the day. I think he's probably 40. I think he's 48.
Craig, how old?
The answer is right on the money, Michael Thompson, 47 years old.
There you go.
Did you know or was that a guess?
Because him and Brady are kind of like the same age.
So I think Peyton Manning is the funniest funniest athlete of all time.
No.
Yes.
Charles Barkley.
Yeah, Barkley.
Peyton Manning does sketches.
So does Barkley.
Yeah, Barkley's
hosted SNL 3 times.
But so Peyton Manning has hosted SNL.
Once. Yeah.
But hilarious. He did that Emily in Paris thing last year.
Right. Well,
which
the best
really
one was
funny.
The United Way commercial where he's throwing footballs at the little kids.
Yes.
Saying, get your hands up. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Hey, did you just hit that guy? He goes, yeah. He goes, snitches get stitches. Start running.
Yeah, no, you're Shaq's, right. It's close.
Shaq's funny. Shaq's funnier than him, too.
Shaq is very funny.
Peyton's funny, but Shaq's funnier than him.
I'm waiting for you to do a Mount Rushmore. I expected Mount Rushmore of funny athletes.
Well, Peyton's on there. Yeah, he is hilarious. He makes fun of himself. He's self-deprecating and all this stuff. So I say Barkley, Peyton, Shaq.
And Kareem.
Hey, Kareem's loosening up, man. He's a different guy.
You're right. He is a different guy.
Who would be that fourth guy?
Funny athlete.
Funny guy makes you laugh and just makes you say you got a great sense of humor.
Bergman, anybody come to mind?
Yeah, anybody.
You know who's funny, but you got to kind of know him? Huh. Is Joel Embiid. Everybody in the league says he's like a troll.
Yeah.
And he's really funny.
What about Tyson? Tyson's gotten funny lately.
Mike Tyson's gotten funny.
Yeah. Well, one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Type in Funny or Die Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
When he's dancing to every little step, the Bobby Brown
song. Oh, yeah,
song.
I've seen that. Yeah,
really
that's awesome.
Funny.
That's
you know
awesome.
Who's, you know who's funny? Oh, it's not up. Hurry.
Yes.
George
Kittle.
George Kittle is very funny.
Very funny. All right, so I wanted to get to one more thing here in this segment, and then we'll do the Wheel of Questions. Yesterday, we found ourselves in the weirdest crosstalk ever. I don't know if you...
Before or after?
After, post-crosstalk. Okay. So they're at Yamava, Susano and Cap, which is my second favorite show on the station. They're at Yamava, and UC San Bernardino is playing in the Division II Final Four?
Yeah, it's to go to the championship game.
And Kaplan was so geeked on this, and Shadano is doing play-by-play on this, and I'm just mocking the entire thing.
Yeah.
But Kaplan said something that I absolutely love, that I would love, love to hear you work into one of your games.
Okay, let's hear it.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in broadcasting this afternoon from Yamava Resort and Casino in the 909. And 16 minutes down the road, Cal State San Bernardino is playing to get into the...
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
What a fortunate moment we find
Challenge
ourselves in
accepted.
Broadcasting this afternoon.
I love that.
If we win tonight, Michael, at the end, what a fortunate moment we find ourselves in. We're now in seventh place.
I loved it because it was so overstating the importance of the moment.
Yeah.
It was great. They lost, unfortunately. We're sending... thoughts and prayers to UC San Bernardino. They did lose.
So did you hear from anyone surprised? Oh, I got to tell you a funny birthday story.
Yeah.
So yesterday was Mason's birthday, and I had to go to a funeral. That's why I wasn't here.
Yeah.
And so it was really emotional, and I was kind of gone all day. And I'm watching the UCLA game. I'm participating in the group chat. And my son, Jack, who's autistic but pretty high functioning, comes up to me and goes, "Hey, Dad, did you wish Steve a happy birthday?" I go, "You know what? I didn't." I go, "Did you?" He goes, "Yeah, like hours ago.
Oh, yeah, he did. He did very early in the day. He knew.
And I went, "Really?" I go, "Yeah, I'll do it right now."
Yeah.
But did you hear from anybody you didn't expect to hear from?
Not my Aunt Anna, who I haven't talked
heard
to
from
in
a
really
long
time because she's an awful person, but I did hear from her.
Hey, Michael, somebody said, this is a fair point.
Yeah.
Who can top Kareem in Airplane?
That's right.
Oh, good point.
I guess Shaq would be a good guy if he could pull that role off. Shaq could. He'd grab a kid by the collar and says, "Hey, listen, kid, you know."
Yeah, I wonder
Shaq if... Shaq could do it.
I wonder, has Shaq ever hosted SNL? I think he did once.
Did he?
He must have.
I'll Google it.
Yeah.
Okay, I...
You know what's funny, too? Deion Sanders. He is hilarious. The stuff he says...
Did you see Deion Sanders? They're actually televising the spring game for CU on ESPN.
Hey, not a USC and UCLA out of the Pac-12. Maybe Colorado will take over the league.
Maybe, that they're leaving.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next.
Shaq has only been a guest on Saturday Night Live. He's never been the host. But Kevin Hart does impersonations of him when Kevin Hart comes on. Hmm. And so does Kenan Thompson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they both do.
Yeah. I want to play something coming up. Something that Kendrick Perkins said about Steph Curry.
Again?
Yeah. It's really, really interesting stuff. I want to get your reaction to it. Plus, we will spin the wheel of questions. Mason in Ireland, Michael Thompson hanging out. 710 ESPN.
Wonder why the wheels. We needed some WD-40 in the wheel.
Forgot to bring it in.
Oh, this, Michael, this is what will be particularly interesting for you.
Mm.
So I'll let you go first.
Does that have something to do with space?
No.
Airplanes?
No. It. Here's the question.
Ketchup?
You have to live. Ketchup. You have to live.
Got
to
live.
With somebody who works at the station. This person would be your roommate.
Ooh.
Like in the house or in a hotel?
No, your roommate.
Okay, living in the
same house. You live in the same house with one other person. It can be anyone who works here. Who are you picking?
With your house, it kind of doesn't matter because they'd be in a different area code.
Yeah, well, I'm frustrated in my house right now.
Oh, I can imagine difficulties.
One of my remotes just not connecting with the TV.
Oh, right there, I'd sell it.
It is driving me nuts.
Get out of there.
Anyway, let's see. Who would I pick to live with and who works here at the station?
Yeah. You want me to go first while you think about it?
Sure.
This will be a surprising answer.
Hmm.
Jorge, it's you.
Oh,
yeah.
The reason you cook...
Yeah,
I don't cook.
I do. Yeah.
So right, and you like it.
I do.
You like cooking, so I'd come home every day and bite right there. It's like, where's my dinner? Jorge won't mind making an extra plate.
It's a good call.
So that's me. Bergman, how about you?
So this is tough because I was thinking about Jorge, but he also has a wife and a daughter, so it's going to be loud. There's going to be a lot of things.
Yeah,
no problem. 4-year-old walking around.
Worth the trade-off.
Yeah, so I think that's just not something that I'm looking for at the moment. So I think it would be Sliwa.
Low
because
key.
He's going, yes, low key. He's going to stay to himself. He's going to stay on his side. He'll stay clean.
Yeah, but you'd wake up in the middle of the night, he'd be staring at you.
Why would you even say that? That's not true at all.
But, standing by the bed looking at you.
Michael.
You got to watch those quiet guys.
He's a great dude.
Serial killer eyes.
I think it'd be nice. Like, he would go and he would stay at Lady Slee's house sometimes.
Yes.
I think, you know, it would work out.
All right.
I think I would
Mace, who are you going
moments.
With?
I'm going to be honest. This is going to be a weird answer. Kaplan.
Because it would never be boring.
It would never be boring. It would be the craziest house there is.
Do you want that?
And I like me some crazy. Yeah.
All right.
Bring on the crazy.
Jorge, how about you?
I'll pick Mace.
Why?
Really?
He orders food all the time. I don't have to cook.
You don't have
donuts.
To cook.
There's a jacuzzi
right,
there.
All right, Michael, you've heard everyone else's answer. You got to pick somebody. Who are you going with?
I think it'd be no man because you guys are messy. So it'll be Amanda.
That's not a bad
Amanda's
answer.
That's a good answer, yeah.
Amanda will keep the place
clean.
She runs
a tight ship.
She's responsible.
She likes a good bottle of wine.
She's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Amanda's cool, even though she hates me.
You know, she doesn't hate you. She just dislikes you.
She only hates you when you don't listen to her.
Yeah.
We'll let me sit by the rail.
We got a women's college basketball game on right now. Yeah, Michael's locked
riveted.
In.
Riveted.
Let me ask you. I watch an NCAA tournament games. This is one of the things that pops into my head. The games kind of move slowly. Why don't they go to a 24-second clock in college basketball?
This is the referee reviews, man. They got to review every stinking call.
But what about
these
days? A 24-second clock in college basketball? Get the game moving.
Yeah. Well, the women have 30. I think the men have 35.
30.
30.
The
it's
men
30
have 32?
In college, yeah. 24 guess, seconds. Get the game moving up and down.
I guess they want to separate. At least go to 25. Yeah, something like that. At least 25 seconds. Right.
Were you going to 24, 25?
Because maybe they don't want to be exactly like the NBA.
Second, right.
They don't be. That's why it goes 40 minutes as opposed to 48. So I guess they don't want to be exactly
I brought
like
this
the
up
NBA.
Before. Bergman, you hate the idea. 24-second clock in college basketball.
I think 30 is fine. I mean, the way
now,
that they play,
keep
it's
this
slower.
In mind. When Michael played in college, when he was at Minnesota, No shot clock. Dean Smith had a thing called the four corners.
Oh, my God. It was, yeah.
He would, like, with 7 minutes left, he would just keep the ball for, like, 5 minutes.
The least entertaining bat. It was, like, 21
that's what,
to 14.
That's what forced the shot clock. That's what forced the shot clock. The four corners.
Dean Smith's four corners.
Yep.
By the way, Dodgers' starting rotation is out for the first series against Arizona. It took me 11 guesses to put it together.
He went to every single combination except for the right one.
It was like solving a combination lock. Ireland, take a shot. Have you seen it?
The rotation?
Yeah.
All right, no, let me
guess. First three starters.
Julio Urias.
Correct.
Clayton Kershaw. Dustin May.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay, I can see that. Kershaw's got to be three.
Yes.
Correct. Why did he get it so fast and I got it so slow?
Because you went through three at a time and he only went one at a time.
I went Urias, Kershaw, Urias, May. I mean, I tried every single
combination. Now it gets interesting, though, after this.
They have not named
Gonsolin is injured, right?
Yeah, yes. He's injured, not ready for the season.
Okay. I'm trying to remember who else is even down there.
Well, so for 4-5?
Yeah.
4-5. They haven't announced. Oh, no.
They've announced the four. The four is announced.
They announced four.
Who is it?
Syndergaard.
Okay. I forgot he's on the team.
And five is between Ryan Pepiot and
Michael Grove.
But I think it's going to be Ryan Pepiot.
They know who it is. They're just refusing to say, which I don't really understand.
Unveil the fifth starter.
Have they told Trace he's starting in the outfield, or have they not told him anything?
They haven't told him. If they have told him, he hasn't asked me, but it should be his to start. Obviously, he's got to start off well because what's his name?
James Altman.
Although Altman should be in left field. Trace could be in center and Mookie in right. If Mookie wants to play right.
The outfielders are going to be pretty fungible. I could see Trace in left. If Mookie comes in second base, I can see Trace in right. I mean, they're going to move these guys around. I read something today. No team benefited more from the shift than the Dodgers. And the shift is now gone.
So, except it really isn't.
No, it isn't.
Here's why.
Well, there's that weird.
They didn't. All right. So the only wording in the shift that they changed. Here's what the rule says. You have to have two infielders on each side of second base. That's it. That's the rule.
Yep.
So if you have two infielders left to second base and two right. It says nothing about the outfield.
I know. It's correct. Stupid.
Yeah.
So the left fielder can come in and stand right on the grass in between first and second. But Michael, if they do that, wouldn't it be really easy to get an inside the park home run if you could learn how to hit it to left?
It was that easy to do it. But you're right. Obviously, you say, well, why don't just hit the ball to left field?
People couldn't beat the shift. Yeah, how are they going to beat the shift?
Yeah,
this
if you're
way?
Muncie, why don't just poke it into left field and you'll run all day? But obviously, it's not that easy to do.
And there's no way to describe your outfielder has to be. He can be anywhere. You can't say he has to be 30 yards back or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, may have to amend this rule if the shift just comes back.
How would you
imagine? It is the shift.
What you just said.
You have to be 30 yards.
Yeah. You have to be 25 yards behind the dirt.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Because you know Friedman is going to exploit any single angle he possibly can.
Yeah, so you got to find somebody who can be like Tony Gwynn and just poke the ball to the opposite field if you're a lefty.
Yeah.
I mean, is that easy to do? No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Just stick your bat out there and hope it goes to left field. You may as well if you're Muncie. Start trying to pull it over everybody's head.
So, Michael, I wanted to play this for you. This is Kendrick Perkins. Stephen A. was praising Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. And I want to play you what Kendrick Perkins said about Stephen A. and his take.
Stephen A., with all due respect, Steph Curry is the worst player to ever play the game of basketball. I mean, sure, he scored 32 last game, but my man Luka got a 40-piece, and then he pulled down 8 biscuits and threw in some extra sauces, okay? Your man Steph is too short. The boy needs a ladder to comb his own hair.
MT reaction.
I know. This is that guy who does LeVar Ball.
It is. Yeah, Kenan Thompson. Kenan Thompson. Such a funny impression.
In the beginning?
Yeah.
I'm thinking Michael might not be until
I heard the laugh track.
Until you heard exactly what he said. Yeah, right. Steph Curry's the worst player. Yeah, even funny. Perk wouldn't go there.
Yeah. Wouldn't go there. Yeah, some biscuits, funny. Some sauce. Yep. He is very funny.
Yeah, Perkins. What a knucklehead he is.
All right, so you know what I'm excited about this weekend? John Wick 4. John Wick is back this weekend. The reviews are like crazy through the roof.
Well, I remember, Michael, one of the John Wicks, 2 or 3, we saw with one of those Laker movies, you know how they, when we're going on the road and they give us those movie theaters, and Francisco Pinto and I bet on how many people would die in John Wick, and I said 120 and Francisco said 110, and we stopped counting when it got to 200.
Really? Now, you guys actually counted?
Oh yeah, we're in the theater, we're sitting next to each other in the theater, and I'm just going, I was counting them in my head, and I'm like, there are 200 dead people in this movie.
You went a little bit. I've got the numbers because, this is analytics.
Why do you watch this
crap? This is analytics.
No, so what are the actual
numbers? First John Wick, 76 people killed.
Okay.
John Wick 2, a series high, 114 people.
Okay.
John Wick 3, 108 people. Mm. That means over 3 movies, 275 people killed, one every 90 seconds.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
And this one apparently blows the roof
off. It's so
off
unrealistic. How is that even entertaining?
Because it's unrealistic. It is because it is unrealistic. It is fun.
I was out.
It is fantasy,
I was watching
Michael.
It, and I was out. I said, I can't watch this anymore.
You don't appreciate the martial arts that are involved and the fight sequences that are choreographed.
No.
You love professional wrestling. That's what these guys are choreographing.
It's really complicated
fight scenes.
Even martial artists don't fight like that in a street fight because it's not as coordinated as all that stuff. It's not as all perfectly coordinated. Because I was out after the first John Wick. Remember when they came to his house to kill him and like a million bullets was flying around?
Yes.
And he didn't get a scratch?
Right.
Said, oh, this
that's
is
the
crazy.
Point. It's a fantasy.
Come on.
It's a fantasy.
And he kills, he kills the 10 guys who's shooting 1,000 bullets at him. He doesn't get
it's
hit.
It's a movie.
I don't care.
The best was Boban in John Wick 3, who he was the very first person to die. It was in a library, and John Wick got him up against one of the library cabinets and took a book and just shoved it right through his head. It was awesome.
Yeah, you can't have 1,000 bullets flying at you, you don't get hit. Come
Michael,
on, Mace.
It's a movie.
I don't care.
It's a movie,
make it realistic, like Rocky.
All right.
Wait, you always call
it not realistic.
Yeah, Michael says he can't watch those because no one's ever been hit that hard, and they hit him like 30 times.
All right, tonight, critical night for the Lakers. Unbelievably important game against OKC. Dave McMenamin wrote a big piece about Anthony Davis, and Bergman and I pulled one part of it I want to get your reaction to. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.